Choshva B'nois Yisrael. We're holding right now in the 9 days, and everybody is looking, what can we do to gain a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam so that we should, in Yetz Hashem, fulfill whatever is expected from us, so we can be zeichet to the Geula. First of all, in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, how can I tolerate myself? Torchachem, umasachem, verivchem. And Rashi says on the word masachem, your load, malamet shehoyu apikorsen, that there were people that were apikorsen. Now, how do we see from the word masachem that they were apikorsen? So Sfar Magdoshim bring down, when a person has Amunah in Hashem, he doesn't feel any difficulty and any load when he's doing the Avodas Hashem. The opposite. He feels that the Rabbeinu Shalom is with him. He feels Hashem helping him. And even though he has the challenges, he has the Amunah that he can go and withstand all the complexities and all the difficult challenges that he has. But an apikoros that doesn't believe, then every mitzvah is a pain for him. Everything is difficult for him. Everything is a load. And since the Torah says, umasachem, there were yidden that felt that the mitzvahs are a load to them, they have been branded with the title apikorsim. The Vilna Gaon once said, when a person used to be sick, they used to take medication, and those medications were very, very bitter. When he swallowed it, it was very, very difficult because it was so bitter. But with time, they invented capsules which wraps around the bitter medicine, and this way you don't feel the bitterness, you just swallow it. Same thing also, a yid that has amuna, he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaBateach B'Hashem, is Chesed Yisoyevenu. That means even though he has challenges, even though he has difficulties, it's bitter around him, but by him having B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by him having Amunah, he doesn't feel the bitterness so much because Chesed Yisoyevenu, it is surrounded with a Chesed. This time in the year, we're supposed to look and see, what can we do? How can we improve? I want to relate a story that happened with me this past week. I usually, when I go traveling on Friday, I have a cutoff at 10 o'clock. I will not leave to the country from the city past 10 o'clock. I usually even try to leave the night before, evening before on Thursday. I don't like to travel on Friday. This past week, I have Parshas Matos and Maaseh. I had a bar mitzvah in Chestnut Ridge, Muncie, and I figured I have to go there. It's my nephew, and I felt bad because I was going to leave with my class at about 12:15, and that's past my time. But I went, I figured, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and I taught my class, and then I started traveling. Sure enough, I came to a major highway called Route 84, and when I came to Route 84, I got myself a flat tire. Just what I was always worried about on a Friday, I got that, and the first thing I did was, I told my wife, it's an Nisoyan, let's not get lost. Let's have B'tochen, the Rabbeinu Shalom will help us out over here, and in Yetz Hashem, we'll get out of this, hopefully, with flying colors. So, we have to keep calm. I tried to call roadside assistance, and nowadays, you speak to machines, and they weren't getting it. They kept on hooking me up with different tow trucks, companies that were far away in New York, and I was still in Pennsylvania. I came to the conclusion I have to call 911 because I was in a very dangerous spot. There was no shoulder there, just enough for another one or two cars, and I didn't know what to do. And I figured I have to try. I made a mistake. I didn't call Chaverim because I thought I'm in Pennsylvania. There's no Chaverim there. But the truth of the matter is, Chaverim, wherever they are, they pick up, they get a message, and then if there's somebody around there, they would have come to help. But anyway, what happened was a person from Baltimore, the principal of the girls' school, his name is Rav Moshe Froelich. He passed by. I never met him yet. And he stopped. He says, "I see you have a problem." I asked him, "Do you have a jack to help lift up my car? I have a spare tire." So he checked his car and he says he doesn't have. But then he checked my car and there was a hidden compartment where he found the jack. And then we started figuring out what to do. And just then a state trooper came and he pulled in behind us. And while Rav Moshe and another bacher were working on changing my flat, they were struggling, and they had to get the bolts off. The state trooper asks me, "Do you still need a tow truck?" I said, "I don't think so. I think we can get the spare on." And then he says, "Who is this person?" So I said, "I don't know." He says, "You mean he's a perfect stranger?" I said, "Stranger? In what sense?" "He's Jewish, and we're brothers." He says, "You mean you don't even know him?" I said, "Absolutely not." And he's getting down on the floor over here in a very, very unsafe spot, helping you change a flat? I said, "Yeah, of course, that's what we do." And the police officer says, "You know, I really have to change. I must be a nasty person." So I said, "Officer Marina was his name." He had a little tag that said Marina. I said, "Why you say you're a nasty person? You see, you came over here, you're trying to help." He said, "But I wouldn't get down on the floor like that, especially somebody I don't know." He says, "I really, really have to improve." And I saw this is heading in a direction where we can make a very big Kiddush Hashem. So I said, "Officer, you know, the Jewish people, we have an organization called Hatzalah. We have ambulances, private." He says, "I heard of that organization." I said, "We have another organization called Chaverim." I said, "I don't know if you can pronounce it, but you can pronounce it Chaverim. And they come with equipment to help you unlock your car if you're locked out. They'll help you fix your flat. They'll help you, give you a boost." And he says, "I want to join this group." I said, "Well, you got to call them. And I wonder, I'm sure they'll appreciate having a state trooper on their force." So anyway, he says, "I'm joining right now." He got down. He began to tighten some of the bolts. He wanted to be part of this. And he says, "I learned a lot today how to be a human being. I just want to just express, we do chesed to people that we have no idea who they are or what they are." Choshev b'nois Yisrael, you have opportunities knocking on your door all the time. It doesn't have to be doing a friend to your favor, doing a favor to your friend. It's doing a favor to somebody that you barely know, to look for an opportunity. Sometimes there's a girl that's waiting for a phone call. Sometimes there are some people that are lonely, and you give them a call. You're fulfilling a mission of Ahavas Yisrael. You're doing something that is giving the Rabbi Nisham tremendous nachas. There is a void that we have to fill. And the Rabbi Nisham is hoping that his children should be generous one with another, kind and giving and helping one another in any way possible. If we do that, hopefully we will see the salvation b'karav. We will soon see that all the years of Golas was all just a preparation so that we should improve ourselves and become the real Bona Matam Lashem Alakeichem. I hope we will be Zoichet Regula Shleima B'mheira B'yameinu. Amen.